Welcome to The Journey, the December 2025 edition of the Poughkeepsie United Methodist Church newsletter. I'm glad you're listening in as we look ahead to the Christmas season, upcoming events, celebrations, and ways to connect with one another during this meaningful time of year. Church staff and leaders. At Poughkeepsie United Methodist Church, our ministry is supported by a wonderful team. Our pastor is Reverend Craig Gabor. Our secretary is Karen Milham. Polly James serves as our choir director, with Stephen Sichtberg at the organ. Angela Soto White leads our children's ministries, and Neil Pickett serves as our custodian. Among our affiliated ministries, Kat Vibrock directs the Community Nursery School, and Casey Sharp directs the Harriet Tubman Academic Skills Center. And we are grateful for volunteers like Pat McCullough, our handbell choir director. The deadline for the January journey is Wednesday, December 10th. Pastor's Message.
This month's scripture comes from Matthew chapter 1, verse 23. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. There is a particular kind of loneliness that weighs deeper than boredom or missing loved ones. It's the loneliness that comes from feeling misunderstood or unsupported, especially in times of illness, grief, or loss of independence. In those moments, even silence can feel heavy. But the story of Christmas tells us that we never walk alone. God comes to us in Jesus, the Word made flesh, so that no barrier, no shame, and no struggle should ever separate us from love or hope. Even in discouraging times, God is with us. And with that assurance, we can face the future with courage, and we can reach out to one another with grace. Rejoice, for unto us a child is born, a child who brings light, hope, and life. Merry Christmas.
Children's Ministries. Our annual Christmas pageant will be held on Sunday, December 14th at the 10 a.m. service. Rehearsal is on Saturday, December 13th at 2 p.m. After rehearsal, join us for All Aboard the PUMC Express, a Polar Express-themed Christmas party at 3 p.m., complete with games, music, crafts, cookie decorating, and hot cocoa. A Merry and Blessed Christmas from Angela Soto White, our Children's Ministry Coordinator. Friendship Circle. Friendship Circle meets Monday, December 8th. Join us for Christmas fun, games, and a low or no-cost gift exchange. Bring a small wrapped item from home, something like a candle, a vase, or an ornament, or a gift under $5. We'll also be collecting new socks for Hope on a mission. Fellowship Discovery Luncheon. Our December luncheon will be Tuesday, December 16th at noon. After a delicious meal, we'll enjoy a Christmas carol sing-along. Please let the office know by Thursday, December 11th, if you plan to attend. Church Council Highlights. At the November 5th meeting, the Community Nursery School and Harriet Tubman Center both have full enrollment. Christmas Eve services will be at 6 p.m. and 9 p.m., with a family service at 4 p.m. A tentative 2026 budget was approved, with final approval in December. New signs have been installed by trustees as part of our Protecting Our Rights policy. Like many churches, our building faces energy efficiency challenges. Upgrading our furnaces would be costly. There is a need for a transportation ministry to help people get to worship. 103 families are on the list to receive Thanksgiving baskets. Substitute counters are needed. Council will hold a special Zoom meeting in December and will meet again on January 7th. Thank yous. A heartfelt thank you from Lorraine Ricci, who expresses deep gratitude for the prayers, cards, and care during her hospital stays. We also give thanks to Will and Cheryl Cass, who faithfully deliver food donations each month to the Veterans Food Pantry at Castle Point. Their work is meaningful and deeply appreciated. Notes from the Choir Room. Marianne Gindra once wrote a beautiful reflection inviting us to slow down during this fleeting season, to lean into love, contentment, and peace. Our choir room is full of music this month with four Advent Sundays, the Christmas pageant, Christmas Eve services, and the season of Epiphany. We are grateful for our choirs, handbell groups, soloists, instrumentalists, and all who help us celebrate a blessed birth. Always in Christ's service. From Polly James. Hymn backgrounds with Jennifer Harmer. This month, Jennifer shares the story behind Joy to the World, written by Isaac Watts in 1719 as a paraphrase of Psalm 98. The hymn invites heaven and earth to rejoice at the coming of the King, extends Christ's blessings over the realm of sin, and proclaims Christ's rule over the nations. Though often sung at Christmas, its original intent reached beyond the season. The text appears in nearly 2,000 hymnals, and in our own hymnal on page 246. If you'd like Jennifer to explore a hymn you love, reach out by email or phone. Prayer list. We remember in prayer the members and friends of our church family who are in need, as well as members of the military, and all innocent people affected by war and conflict around the world. If any names on the list need updating, please contact the church office. Advent and Christmas Sermon Series. We continue our series, The Characters of Christmas, through January 11th, reflecting on those who found themselves drawn into the Nativity story. Ordinary people through whom God revealed extraordinary grace. Angels. Angels everywhere. Be an angel by making a child's Christmas wish come true. Pick up an ornament in the narthex or fellowship hall. Return the tag, fill the wish, and bring the wrapped gift by December 10th. Please include one toy and one clothing item. If you prefer, Pam Terwilliger can shop for you. Pastor's Book Study. Pastor's Book Study resumes in January on Tuesdays at 10 a.m. We'll be reading Life Lessons from Matthew. The Carpenter King by Max Lucado. Books are available for $8. December Birthdays and Anniversaries. A full list of birthdays and anniversaries is included in the newsletter. We celebrate each person and pray God's blessings upon them in the coming year. Share your favorite Christmas carols. We want to know which carols you love. Scan the QR code or visit the link in the newsletter to submit up to 4 favorites. You can also contact the office. Your selections will help shape our music in worship and at the Fellowship Discovery Luncheon. Important December dates. December 1st to 5th. Karen is away. December 3rd. Finance at 7 p.m. December 8th. Friendship Circle at noon. December 10th. Trustees at 7 p.m. and Journey Deadline. December 13th. Christmas Pageant Rehearsal at 2 p.m. PUMC Express Party at 3 p.m. December 14th. Christmas Pageant. December 23rd. Fellowship Discovery Luncheon at 1 p.m. December 24th. Christmas Eve. December 25th, Christmas Day. December 31st, New Year's Eve. Christmas Eve. Worship, 4 p.m. Christmas Story Service, 6 p.m. Family Worship, 9 p.m. Traditional Worship. Poinsettia Orders. Orders are due December 8th. You may give in honor or memory of a loved one. Poinsettias are $13 each. Call the office or return the order form to participate. Conclusion. Thank you for listening to the December edition of The Journey. May this season bring you hope, joy, and the deep assurance that God is with us. From all of us at Poughkeepsie United Methodist Church, we wish you a blessed and very Merry Christmas.